The Sitka Public Library has hired a new director.
Well, my name is Catherine Hurtley, and I'm currently the library director here at the Sitka Public Library. What else would you like to know?
Catherine Hurtley was born, raised, and educated in Montana. She's originally a teacher by training, teaching kids in Montana and Mexico. But eventually, Hurtley found herself behind a library circulation desk in the small 2,000-people town of Telluride, Colorado.
Which really opened my eyes to small libraries and the power of them. It was a wonderful place to be.
In Telluride, Hurtley also learned the important role librarians play in people's lives, just by helping them find a book to read. Reading is a very personal activity, and Hurtley says that's why librarians form such powerful human connections with the public they serve.
I don't think people quite realize that. We're kind of like rock stars to a lot of people. In Telluride, I would go out to dinner, and people would say, "Oh, the library lady is here." And they would get you the best seat in the house. I'm not kidding. You are helping people realize a part of their life that's very important to them.
For a few years, Hurtley left libraries to run nonprofit organizations, first an arts council in Telluride, and then the Valdez Museum. Since then, she's been a faithful Alaska resident, directing the Hoona Heritage Foundation in Juneau.
And I always say I was pulled to Colorado, but I was yanked to Alaska.
Catherine arrived in Sitka only about a month ago. She says she's been working on getting her sea legs at the library and supporting library staff in doing their jobs.
They're doing it. I mean, that circulation desk is busy. And people that work that desk do everything from talking books to cajoling people to offering advice to getting the fines to telling them about programs.
And she's excited about enhancing those programs to help Sitkins stay literate, like providing electronic literacy classes to senior citizens.
You know, there's all sorts of things that people struggle with even on electronic literacy that even their grandson can't explain to them, you know? It's like, Grandma, just go to the library and figure it out.
Overall, Hurtley wants the Sitka Public Library to continue to be an inclusive space where all residents of Sitka are welcome.
The best libraries, this is my opinion, are the reflection of their community, and they're doing that well. And Sitka is definitely an example of that because you have community coming in here, all ages, all spectrum of what you've got going on here, and you're giving access to everyone. And if you're doing that, you're doing your job well. I always think the barometer on that is how often do you hear people say, "I love my library," and you hear that a lot here.
Hurtley says another reason some people keep telling her they love the Sitka Library might be because they want her to take good care of it.
I love that I hear that, because if I heard something else like, "Oh yeah, that old library," that kind of thing, that would worry me. But everyone here has this earnestness in their eyes of, you know, we love our library. You do get that part, right?
And clearly, she gets it. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa.